What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday and another weekend. And we are coming up on that 4th of July holiday. We're already starting to see ships gather in Pearl Harbor for the RIMPAC exercise, which officially gets underway on the 30th. And there's always one good thing about the RIMPAC exercise. The Navy will put on a really spectacular 4th of July fireworks show to prove how mighty and strong and everything that we are. So that's going to be something we're going to be looking forward to on the 4th of July. I love fireworks. I really, really do. Okay, we got lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A week from today, June 29th, Patrick Knowlton will be our on-air guest. Patrick was the witness at Fort Marcy Park. And he endured a tremendous amount of harassment and smearing, trying to silence him because what he saw does not exactly line up with that official story of Vince Foster being so depressed because Hillary was bullying him and so forth and so on. So we're going to get Patrick's firsthand experience with that incident. The gloves have come off in the campaign. Donald Trump came on out today with a speech going after Hillary and all her crimes. And Hillary, of course, immediately got huge amounts of airtime to come on back and say, well, you know, Donald Trump tears tags off of couch cushions. And Donald Trump nailed Jesus to the cross. And Donald Trump's hair looks funny to me and all the rest of the thing that she's out there. But she's struggling because the bottom line is, she has this huge back record of scandals that she cannot keep a lid on. And what's Donald Trump actually done? He made the illegal immigrants feel bad. So polls are showing that Trump is very much ahead of Hillary. Even though he doesn't have her money, he doesn't have her media support. Even though the leadership of his own party is trying to get rid of him, he is still out there. Because the people of the United States of America are sick and tired of business as usual, politics as usual, wars as usual, lies, fraud, and deception as usual. We want a peaceful resolution to change the course of this nation. This may be our last chance to change the course of the nation peacefully, and we should grab it while we have it. Anyway, Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a world-class liar. He compared her to Brian Williams. And frankly, I think Brian Williams ought to feel very insulted by that. And Trump made a mention about his fundraising because Hillary's just outspending him like crazy. She's got all these Wall Street bankers just pouring money into her campaign, plus whatever she's siphoning out of the Clinton Foundation. Donald Trump's doing a public fundraising. He's not accepting corporate money or Wall Street money. He turned Sheldon Adelson's donation down flat, which is significant. We should pay attention to that. And Trump is out there saying he'd rather spend his own money. It's simpler. And it also means he's not going to be in anybody's pocket in the White House. Whereas Hillary has whored herself out to anybody with a big checkbook. Now, people are starting to ask why it is that the shoe thrown at Hillary Clinton, which missed her by a wide margin, by the way, somehow got more media attention than the real assassination attempt on Donald Trump, where this illegal immigrant tried to grab a gun from a security officer and shoot Donald Trump, and it's being virtually ignored by the media. First of all, they don't want you feeling sorry or sympathetic for Donald Trump, and second of all, it was an illegal immigrant, which exactly validates Donald Trump's concerns about controlling our borders. Now, Anonymous has issued a new video where they're basically saying Google is manipulating Hillary Clinton search results. Apparently, they're putting in searches, tabulating the results, and running some statistical checks on there and finding out that, yes, Google is trying to shift the focus in favor of Hillary Clinton. Articles that are critical of Hillary, talk about her past scandals, just don't really seem to show up in those search results all that much. Any articles that are positive for Hillary, they're right to the top of the list there. And by the way, I've noticed something interesting. There's been some new developments in the email scandal. We'll get into them in a little bit. And as usual, I go around to all the news outlets, and I'll post that comment about ChinaGate in 1996 being a legitimate reason to ask if Hillary was using her weak email server to sell secrets to foreign interests in exchange for donations to the Clinton Foundation. It's a perfectly reasonable question, and it does deserve an answer. And I just noticed something very, very interesting on the media outlets that have their own chat rooms. There's very little follow-up, but every time I post to a media outlet webpage that's using Discuss, I'm immediately jumped on by swarms of trolls. And so at this point, there's another reasonable question. If Discuss is in fact tracking people who are critical of Hillary and letting her million-dollar goon squad know where they need to go to beat up on them. Because they made it really, really obvious. By the way, speaking of Google, apparently over in Israel, as a PR stunt, Israeli Air Force personnel have been ordered to form the Google logo on the runway at an airbase by standing in the Google pattern. And they thought this was going to be really kind of a positive thing for Google, but it's actually caused a lot of raised eyebrows. Because these days, anybody that's on good terms with Israel is automatically suspect. Now, the development in the email scandal. Today, they finally got Brian Pagliano to give his deposition regarding how Hillary Clinton's email server was set up. By the way, quick little word here to all of the on-air affiliates who are rejoining us at this moment. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about the email server. We're talking about the very legitimate question. Was she using her weak email server to sell secrets to foreign governments in exchange for donations to her charitable foundation? Because the Clintons did it back in 1996. It was called the ChinaGate scandal. And the only reason Congress was not able to do anything about it was the White House email server accidentally, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, deleted over a million documents that had been subpoenaed by congressional investigators after somebody had manually turned off the backup system. So, getting on back to Brian Pagliano. Now, remember, this lawsuit is a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. It's not a criminal proceeding. What they want are records and information about whether Hillary, at the very least, was trying to evade public record laws. So, Brian Pagliano, whose only connection to this seems to be that he set up this server, the original version, in her home in Chippewa. He took the Fifth Amendment more than 125 times during this 90-minute closed-door deposition. Hour and a half they were talking, he invoked the Fifth Amendment more than 125 times. Apparently he had a little card that he just kept reading the same statement over and over and over again. Now, here's where you need to start scratching your head and realizing what's going on. Brian has an immunity deal. And the purpose of the Fifth Amendment, the only legitimate purpose of the Fifth Amendment, is that you not incriminate yourself in a criminal proceeding, which this is not. You can't invoke the Fifth to save somebody else from criminal prosecution. You can't invoke the Fifth Amendment just to save somebody some embarrassment. So why did Brian Pagliano invoke the Fifth Amendment 125 times if this was just an ordinary email server? And the answer is he wouldn't have. There's no reason for him if it's an ordinary email server. There's nothing to hide. And Hillary's people are already out there saying, well, see, you know, there's absolutely no proof that anything bad was done. But politics is perception. And when Brian Pagliano pleads the Fifth Amendment 125-plus times regarding how that server was set up, he's basically admitting there's something criminal about how that server was set up. And we don't even really need to know what it is, although I've got a good suspicion. There was a crime, or he wouldn't be taking the Fifth. And there is a cover-up, or he wouldn't have taken the Fifth 125 times. That's what's going on. And again, this is part of an ongoing pattern with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Remember back in Nevada, James O'Keefe caught a video of one of Hillary Clinton's staffers this lady named Gupana, that she was just telling these Nevada people to do whatever they could get away with, and apparently they were using volunteers who were not licensed to register voters, which is required by law in Nevada, and Congress wanted to investigate, and Gupana simply went away. She went away, just disappeared. Has anybody searched Fort Marcy Park lately? Now, Ed Klein, who's an author who has written several books critical of the Clintons, is saying that his sources within the FBI and the Justice Department lower down are all saying, yeah, there's no question. She has committed crimes. Absolutely not. No question whatsoever. And what we're seeing is a clear case of obstruction of justice by the administration, at the very least by Loretta Lynch, who has already gone on record publicly saying that she doesn't think violations of Title 18 are worth prosecuting, but by golly, she's going to sue those global warming deniers out of existence. Now, so far in the ongoing Judicial Watch lawsuits, Judge Sullivan has been going along and saying, yeah, there's something here that we need to look at. Judicial Watch filed a new lawsuit, which unfortunately went to Judge Reggie Walton, who basically put it on hold. Not going either way, saying, look, you're already digging enough in these other cases. We don't need to go any further here. So somebody owns this guy. Longtime congressman and one of the Clinton superdelegates was just found guilty on 22 counts of corruption. And he's still out on bail, but at some point he's either going to have to pay the fines or go to jail. But it is a corrupt system. She's a corrupt candidate. She's a corrupt politician, and like attracts light. Remember, again, this was last year, a Clinton campaign lawyer who had previously worked for Hillary Clinton fighting voter ID laws. No, you don't need to show your ID to vote. It's racist. It's exclusionary. All you illegal immigrants and refugees, you should vote. Vote twice for Hillary Clinton. Well, he's in trouble again, because apparently he was involved in a program to try and create voter registrations from people who were dead. Zombie voters. This is the year of the zombie vote. Rising from the grave, touching that electronic voting machine, and then fading off into the distance. Now, a lot of people are talking about how Hillary Clinton flip-flops on a lot of issues, usually depending upon the audience she thinks she has in front of her. But there is one issue she will not change at all. She's absolutely adamant she wants the repeal of Glass-Steagall. Now, Glass-Steagall was effectively nulled by the what they like to call the Citigroup Rescue Act. But she wants it gone, because that's what all of her Wall Street backers want. They want Glass-Steagall gone so they can engage in high-risk speculative investments with the deposits of customers to banks. That's what Glass-Steagall did. Glass-Steagall was passed in the wake of the Depression of the 1930s to say, if you want to have a private investment bank taking high-risk ventures, you can do that. But if you're running a regular depositor bank, you have to confine yourself to investments that are sound and reasonable and safe. And Wall Street doesn't like to do that. Wall Street likes to gamble with other people's money because it doesn't hurt as much when they lose. Now, as you know, next Monday, there's a new book coming out by a former Secret Service agent. Crisis of Character, I think it's called. It's already the number one seller on Amazon. Everybody wants a copy of this book. I'm probably going to order one myself. I'm trying to get this guy to come on the show. One of the things being released in that is a confirmation of a story in the National Enquirer back in 2011, where Bill Clinton was caught having an affair with the daughter former Vice President Walter Mondale. And I had actually heard this story through other sources, where she was caught going into the White House at odd hours. And apparently, I guess, Walter was cool with that. Sure, take my wife, take my daughter, just, you know, give me a political favor here. Latest polls among Bernie Sanders supporters are showing half of them will not back Hillary Clinton. They're going to turn and vote for Donald Trump. And that is a voting block. That's going to be a significant crippling voting block. Even Diebold may not be able to overcome that one here. We ran a poll on our own website. Who do you currently prefer as president? Donald Trump got 98%. The numbers are running about 60-40 in favor of Trump in other polls I've seen in other media here. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who a year ago made a campaign pledge that he was going to retire from the Senate if he was unsuccessful running for president, well, 2 days before the filing deadline, he's had a change of heart and a change of mind, and he is going to run for re-election down there in Florida. So all of you people in Florida, you have my deepest sympathies. We are now getting word that Clarence Thomas, who was a strong conservative vote on the Supreme Court, they huge effort trying to keep him off the bench, you know, with the soft drink hair nonsense. But apparently he's considering retiring from the bench after the presidential election. And I think what he's doing is waiting to see who wins and how the court is going to be shaped. But if he were to step down, that would mean immediately two Supreme Court justices the new incoming president can appoint. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert has finally showed up to serve his time in jail. They're expecting his actual sentence will be about a year with time off for good behavior. Now, the problem here isn't that he was gay. Yes, he took advantage of young people. And yes, one of those young people came back and took advantage of Dennis Hastert. And maybe a very good reason to no longer be condemning homosexuality is so that homosexuals who are in politics are not open to blackmail and public shame, and they can't be controlled by that. Now, in this case, of course, Hastert was also a child molester, and I'm not going to cut him any slack on that. Turning to the Brexit, the poll numbers are all over the place. The last officially acknowledged poll over at YouGov has Brexit leading by only a single percentage point, close enough for the vote riggers to swing it the way they want to go. Maybe, maybe not. Other media outlets have polls showing 80% support for leave. Boris Johnson is already declaring June 23rd the British Independence Day. Little nod to the United States in 1776. Google is predicting a landslide win for the leave vote. The Daily Mail ran a poll showing 81% in favor of leave. And everybody is out there hammering this as hard as they can. David Cameron, of course, is out there saying the polls are so close, nobody knows what's going to happen. He is basically telegraphing that they're going to do to the Brexit vote the same thing they did to the Scottish independence referendum. They're just going to steal it, and they don't even care if you notice, because you're not going to do anything about it. You serfs and you slaves, you're too cowardly to do anything about living under tyranny. Now, one of Cameron's major talking points was he tried to quote Winston Churchill, "Let's stay in the fight and reform the EU from within." And that's a nonsensical statement. The EU commissioners are not elected. There's no way to vote them out of power. It is very much like the former Politburo in the Soviet Union. They're just a bunch of people who got together and said, "We're going to run the country." And now the boss of the EU has told Cameron, no, there's not going to be any reform even if you remain in the EU. We're the boss. You are our slaves. Deal with it. We'll be right back.
You
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And to sort of reiterate what we were saying when we went to commercial, one of David Cameron's main talking points supporting remaining enslaved to the European Union, he tried to invoke Winston Churchill. We're going to stick it out. We're going to fight for reform. We're going to work within the EU system to bring about reform of all the bad things they're doing. And it's a nonsensical statement for him to make, because the European Union Commission is as immune from democracy, from the European Union, as the Politburo was from the Soviet Union. They're completely isolated. And now we have Brussels' top bureaucrat basically saying, even if you remain in the EU, don't expect any reforms. We love things just the way we are. We have lives of wealth and comfort and privilege. We're not going to give that up just to make the voters happy. What's wrong? You think this is some kind of a democracy or something? Okay, now, let's see. Another article coming out of the Express. They're basically saying it's 2-1 in favor of leaving. So everybody who's out there saying the polls are too close to call is basically getting ready to try and steal the election. But if it's a landslide and everybody knows it's a landslide, because they're going to be talking with each other after this is all over, just like the Scottish people did, and they got really, really angry. This could trigger riots and revolution in Great Britain. And by the way, have you noticed how the media has stopped talking about what's going on in France? Did you notice how the media just barely mentioned some kind of a major civil disturbance near London? Don't want you slaves getting uppity ideas now. Now, over at David Keeley's BBC Watch, he's out there calling the state media, and BBC is state media, there's no question about that, about how they just literally tried to grab the person who murdered Joe Cox and turn him into this icon for the Brexit campaign. Oh, if you're voting to leave, then you're in league with murderers. The guy was mentally ill, and the people who know him say that he didn't have any political views at all, even on the subject of the Brexit. But this is how corporate media and politicians think. Whatever happens, an accident, a killing, tornadoes, temperature going up or down, their first thought is, how can I use this to push my agenda? And that's what they're doing. And that's why, looking at Orlando, everybody was in there with their own favorite agenda. Now, we're actually seeing some indications from a couple of different sources. There have been a lot of cartoons portraying the Queen as very much in favor of Remain. But the word is coming on out that, in point of fact, she'd be okay with Great Britain breaking free of the EU, because that would again restore her to being the ultimate sovereign of an independent nation, whereas now she's operating on roughly the equivalent of a governor in one of the states here in the U.S. And I guess that didn't sit well with her. More and more of the excesses of the European Union Commission are coming on out. They're talking about this House of European History, which is being built in Brussels and due to open in November. £44 million, and it's basically a monument to the vanity of the European Union Commission itself. Look, see how great we are. We have a museum built to our everlasting glory. And the contagion is spreading. Incoming President Marine Le Pen is now promising France there will be a French exit referendum, a Frexit. Now, she needs to be very, very careful about statements like that, because it was 50 years ago that Charles de Gaulle called for Russia and Europe to delink from the U.S. and just worry about forging an Asian-European continent alliance. And de Gaulle actually indicated he wanted to pull France out of NATO. This was followed by an assassination attempt, one of over 30, on de Gaulle, which, according to a 1975 Chicago Tribune article, involved the Central Intelligence Agency. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And now Angela Merkel is out there talking about building a new German army. Only last week they were talking about the need for a single European Union army under the direct control of Brussels, because I guess they don't trust the leadership of the member states anymore. And hey, we may have to invade Great Britain and bring them back into servitude to the European Central Bank. Now Merkel is getting militant out there. And she wants the German military budget boosted to counter external threats, which by which she means Russia. And here is the danger on that. Because if Turkey comes in to the EU and NATO, and Erdogan decides to provoke war against his neighbors, that's going to drag all of Europe into that conflict. So, Anyway, let's see. You seem to have a bad hump. There it is. Bad hump. Old equipment here. All righty. Apparently, ISIS has once again been using chemical weapons against the Syrian army. This was up in southwestern Raqqa. And the Syrian army was making rapid gains, and all of a sudden they were hit with rockets containing nerve gas. And I wonder who gave ISIS that nerve gas. It's one thing to build a little rocket, but nerve gas is serious, serious chemistry requiring large facilities. I don't think they cooked this up themselves in the kitchen. The new U.S. and Israel 10-year military aid deal is now considered very close. And that's basically going to amount to about $5 billion a year out of your pockets into Israel. Because after all, Israel's struggling and Israel needs all that help. I mean, they're so short of military supplies that they're actually going to be selling surplus ammunition back to U.S. civilians. Israel Military Industries Limited, otherwise known as IMI, is announcing they're going to sell $150 million Israeli currency worth of small caliber ammunition to the U.S. civilian market. This is military grade ammunition. So Israel keeps going up to Congress and saying, we're poor, we're helpless, we need bullets and ammunition, but they got so much they're selling surplus back to the American people. So go ahead and stock up. You paid for it in the first place anyway. Meanwhile, 20 members of Congress, and I stress only 20, have sent Obama a letter requesting protection of Palestinian children from Israeli abuses, which has become a serious, serious problem. These children are growing up under military occupation. You can't have a normal childhood. You can't get an education. You have absolutely no hope for the future in those conditions. And apparently Israel accidentally, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, killed another Palestinian kid the other day. Going to take a phone call. Cliff in Canada, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing fine.
I've been listening to this whole Brexit, leave, stay debate for so long, and what I haven't heard one single person mention in the whole discussion is Iceland's success after they left the EU.
Oh, yeah, they don't talk about Iceland. They don't talk about Iceland's success after jailing the crooked bankers and after writing off all the debt that was committed through fraud. They don't want anybody to understand that that could actually make their lives better because, you know, we slaves might get uppity ideas about throwing crooked bankers in prison and just simply writing off debt created through fraud. I mean, Greece is looking at that right now. I mean, half the debt they're dealing with was created through this underhanded deal between Papandreou and the IMF to conceal Greece's true debt crisis through a bunch of currency swaps, off of which Goldman Sachs made a small fortune. And then when Papandreou stepped down and the new government came in and they looked at the real books and they said, oh boy, are we in trouble. Now, there is a recognized principle in international law called odious debt.
Yep.
And that is, what debt are the people really responsible for? If the government borrows money to build schools and hospitals and roads, yes, the people are responsible to repay that debt. Money borrowed to fight wars, no, that's not really the people's responsibility because they're opposed to the war. Money borrowed to give away as gifts to other countries, money borrowed to bring oppression to the people is considered odious debt. And Greece's position is this: half this debt should be written off. Of course, what we get from the money junkies, such as Christine Lagarde, is debt is debt. We don't care if your politicians were committing crimes when they created it. The debt is real. It is sacrosanct. It is beyond questioning. And you will work your lives away to pay all of that wealth back to us.
That's about the size of it. And the other thing I just wanted to mention about this whole Brexit debate is the British parliamentarians have already announced that they are not even obligated to follow the results of the referendum. So even if 70% of Britons vote to leave, they can say, nope.
That could trigger a revolution. I mean, I've been to the Tower of London. That big wood block stained with dried blood, that's still there.
Yeah, don't you love the part underneath where they say this is where they ripped their intestines out when they burned them on the stake?
Well, that's the death of the traitor, hanging, drawing, and quartering. And there's a very accurate portrayal of it at the end of Mel Gibson's Braveheart. A little hard to watch.
Ah, yes, the good old days.
Yes, the good old days here. Well, you know, it does have the advantage... as the case of the guillotine in the French Revolution, it does send a message to future generations of politicians to maybe not be quite so abusive of the people.
Well, they also don't have too many criminals that repeat their crimes after they've been beheaded.
Generally, no. That's kind of a hard trick to do here. I mean, here in the U.S., when a banker commits a crime, they just give him money to cover the losses from the American people. So, of course, they're going to go out and commit more crimes over and over. Yeah, they get a bonus. And that's all these bailouts were, taking trillions of dollars from the American people and giving it to the banks so the banks could then loan it back to the American people at interest. Wonderful deal for the money junkies, terrible for the American people.
Yeah, but it won't be long now, my friend. Let's just sit back and watch them hang themselves.
Well, that's always been my advice. I am absolutely trying to find a way through this mess that does not involve a bloody revolution in the streets, because if there is one thing the U.S. federal government is really good at, it's killing people. And in revolutions, the wrong people get killed and crippled. So I'm kind of drawing my inspiration from Gandhi, and I really do think that the most likely outcome of where we are right now is the U.S. government is going to repeat what happened to the former Soviet Union. Yep. It's simply going to collapse out of its own internal rot and corruption and debt, and we're going to have to look after our friends and neighbors for about 3 to 4 months while we form a new country, and things are going to be a lot better on the other side of it, just as life in the Russian republics got a lot better than it was under the Soviet Union.
Just as a side note, my wife and I are planning a trip down to the United States, but I was curious what would happen to us as Canadians traveling in the U.S. if a state of martial law was declared. I could not get the U.S. Embassy. I couldn't get the U.S. Consulate. I couldn't get the Canadian Embassy. I couldn't get anybody to answer my question. What happens to us if we're visiting the United States and they declare martial law? Nobody can tell me. Are we allowed to come home? Are we stopped
in
our
tracks? When they declare martial law, they're just going to be making it up as they go along. One thing you need to be cautious about here in the United States, because Canadians do get targeted by it, are the civil forfeiture laws. And there's been a big stink over Canadians who are law-abiding people, and they come to the United States, and they're carrying too much cash or whatever, and the police just loot them and plunder them. And there have been a couple of cases of Canadians who actually got stranded in the U.S. because they didn't have enough money to get back home. And so that's a good reason to stay out of this country. In fact, that's a good reason from anybody in any other country to stay out of the United States right now.
It's not very neighborly now, is it?
No, it isn't. We've sort of lost that neighborly thing again. And like I said, it's that lust for those pieces of paper and ink has destroyed what used to be best about the American character. And I keep thinking back to that wonderful HBO series, The Newsroom, and I wish they'd revive it and bring it back. And that speech by the character Will McAvoy, we're not the greatest nation on earth anymore. And I think at this point, everybody's looking at that and realizing, yeah, it's absolutely true. We're an empire in decline, and we're showing all the symptoms of an empire in decline.
Well, let us, the people, rise above the politicians and support each other regardless of their efforts.
All righty. Well, thank you for the thought, and... All right, there we are. I had to send a message to somebody. I'm doing so many things here in the studio.
Well, you're multitasking. You're a capable individual. I'll turn the show back over to your capable hands.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. And unfortunately, at my AGE, I don't multitask quite as well as I used to. And sorry, more coffee. Get more coffee in here.
I love it.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, interesting admission from Israel's intelligence chief, General Herzi Halevi, basically came on out and made a speech at the Herzliya conference saying that Israel does not want ISIS defeated in Syria. They're on ISIS's side. Which, again, tells us that all of this ISIS-Al-Qaeda fraud is just another way of removing Assad, removing the legitimate elected leader of a country, and replacing them with an Israel and U.S. controlled puppet. That's what this is all about. And the world now knows that's what's going on. These are not organic, genuine revolutions. These are covert overthrows from within. All righty, let's see. Militia source reports over 190 shells fired at Donetsk by Kiev. Poroshenko is trying to crank things up there, trying to bait Russia into making some kind of an overt move. I think that was the reason for that little bit of a dogfight over Syria. Now, nobody pulled a trigger, but I think the United States government would have been very, very delighted if somebody on the Russian side had fired a cannon or loosed a missile. Because then, oh my goodness, where we can go in and have war with Russia over Syria. Interesting little article here from Russia Insider. U.S. think tanks lost in own fantasy world of Russian aggression and imminent collapse. And they're absolutely right. These think tanks, Washington, D.C., they've put up all these walls, not only against ordinary people, but against reality. They're believing their own propaganda, and that is a very, very dangerous state of mind. They keep repeating themselves over and over and over again, Russia's the aggressor, Russia's the aggressor, and eventually, especially if they're on prescription antidepressants, they're going to convince themselves it's really true. Now, the U.S. is ignoring the Russian warnings to keep out of the Black Sea. And remember, access to the Black Sea is controlled by the Montrose Convention. And now we're already starting to hear talk coming out of the U.S. and Turkey of simply shredding that. Putin has announced that they have made significant progress with their missile defense systems. And those missile defense systems have already proven themselves very effective wherever they've been used. The Russian intervention into Syria was like a giant open-air sales demonstration, and a lot of countries that used to buy these kinds of weapons from the United States are now going to Russia because they're getting capable weapons at much lower cost than the American system. Now, the U.S. has announced they're going to give the Afghan forces $3 billion a year starting in 2018 and going to 2020, $3 billion a year. $9 billion in total, plus another billion a year in development and economic assistance. Now, these are not gifts. They're loans. Do you see how this works? The U.S. bombs Afghanistan into rubble, then will graciously loan them the money at interest to rebuild. That's a big part of what they mean when they say war is good for business. We're going to smash everything you have. Then you're going to have to borrow money from us to rebuild it all. And after you've rebuilt it all, we'll smash it again. Now, as you know, over in Okinawa, there have been major protests about the behavior of America's military. And apparently, there's been a surge in opposition following the murder of a Japanese woman. Now, Okinawa was officially under U.S. occupation until 1972, and there are still 30,000 military personnel working there. Following the arrest of one of the civilians working at the base, pressure is growing, and now the United States Marine Corps is saying they may just hand back this 40-square-kilometer tract of land to Japan early next year. Now, they may try and make a deal to allow the military to still be there, but they're basically going to cede the land back to Japan. But it is very obvious, I think, around the world, even in countries that we're not at war with, the U.S. military is behaving very, very badly. All right, let's talk to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I just am tuning in. I don't know if you've already broached the subject, but... I just listened in its entirety to Donald Trump's speech. Have you heard it?
I heard parts of it. I was getting ready for the show here, and I wasn't able to listen to it all. I love the part where he compared Hillary Clinton to Brian Williams, and I think Brian Williams ought to feel insulted.
Well, you've made that, you've alluded to that many times yourself, actually, but he not only went over the emails, he went over the Clinton Foundation, he went over for everything being for sale, he went over it all, Bill's speeches, her speeches, donations from foreign countries, you know, there's much more to go over, but nobody's ever talked about it, Mike. I can't believe, I like Bernie Sanders, but he neither has the intelligence nor the courage to come out and say that. And
I think Trump's
the only one that does.
Well, Trump has done us the, I mean, there wasn't anything that Trump talked about that we don't already know about. But he's brought it into the mainstream, and already I'm seeing articles on Fox about, we're going to fact-check Donald Trump. He's wrong about this, he's wrong about this, he's wrong about this. They're not offering any proof, of course. It's simply assertion after assertion that Trump is wrong about. How could you possibly think this of Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton? These are such sweet people. How dare you to say bad things about the Clintons? But they can't refute what Trump is reporting. There's a lot of evidence to support it, and everybody knows from the logic point of view, you cannot prove a negative. And that's really the place where they're in right now. But Donald Trump has just made all of the Clinton scandals current news that is valid and legitimate today, this second. It's not ancient history. Hillary loves to say, oh, that's yesterday's news. We've been over it. We don't need to talk about it again. Yeah, now we need to talk about it again because now it's in the mainstream. And again, take those articles, Hillary the Spy, the Epic of Clinton Mess, the Clinton Bodies List, send them to everybody you know because it's current events.
Can I hang on?
Yeah, you can hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes after these commercials.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just scratch yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
We seem to have lost a commercial in the rotation here. Okay. Let's take a phone call. Dave in Nevada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to get your maybe your opinion or your comment on, Janet Yellen. She's been, seems like, giving a press conference every other day this last couple of weeks. I don't know what the importance of that is, but I guess she's doing it in light of the Brexit vote or ahead of it, and she seems to be saying something to the effect like we need to like brace ourselves for, or she's saying that we're not prepared for what's going to happen after the vote or this or that. But I was wondering what your if you've been following that at all or what your take is.
Well, all of the world's central banks have been sounding warnings. Brexit's going to be a disaster for everybody, by which they mean it could be a disaster for them. Because these central banks, as they try and consolidate, they're afraid of nationalist populist movements, and the Brexit could be the beginning of a flood of European Union nations just saying, we're going to go our own way, we're going to run our own finances, we're tired of this globalization. It isn't working for anybody except the globalists.
Yeah, just I don't know, because I've been reading some of the transcripts of these minutes for the Fed meetings, and she just keeps repeating herself ad nauseum, saying the same kind of she's basically reading from her script, saying everything's okay, but we need to be cautious about this and that. So I'm wondering if she's really in a panic, or if there's something if she's just trying to. Just to address whatever happens in the Brexit vote, either way, regardless of how people vote for it.
Well, from the U.S. point of view, and then I have to wrap this up because Peter is still holding, and I need to get back to him. From the U.S. point of view, if Britain leaves the European Union, it could signal the end of the transatlantic trade and investment partnership, and both of these treaties. Which are very pro-corporation, anti-individual, are an attempt by the United States of America to salvage the control over the global economy they had under Bretton Woods before the U.S. economy declines any further. That's why there's been all this secrecy and arm-twisting and bribery and blackmail trying to get these things ramrodded through. If the Brexit happens... Okay, then TTIP is effectively dead, and TPP will probably follow it as well. So from the U.S. point of view, they're understanding a successful Brexit is the beginning of the end of the U.S. economic system.
Right. Okay. Well, I just wanted to get your take on that. I'm just curious to see what happens in the markets in the next couple of days, but we'll see.
Time will solve that mystery. Okay, we're going to switch on back to Peter. Peter, I'm sorry, I forgot you were holding. We had a little bit of a technical thing here. You wanted to say something else.
Well, I just wanted to say, just recapitalize, one of her bill speeches, foreign policy for sale, the many foreign contributions to the Clinton Foundation, the Russia buying all the uranium thing, which you've talked about before, the Secret Service, recently, the guy who authored that book that I would highly suggest, Mike, that you get him on the show. There's the other author that just came out with that book about to be released or just released that he also quotes in there about Hillary's horrible crimes. It would be great if you had had these guys on the show.
I'm trying to reach them right now. But again, what Trump has done... is to bring all of these scandals into the mainstream. It's now socially accepted. It's not just the realm of those conspiracy theorists. The admission by the president of TEPCO that, yeah, they did lie about Fukushima when it happened shows we conspiracy theorists are actually right. Peter, do you need to stay through the station identification?
No, but thanks for asking, Michael. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break here for our top of the hour station ID, and we'll be back in about a minute and a half, continuing into hour number two.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.